good.
You got water or no?
We don't today.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I'm sure that Gatorade's been there for like 6 months.
You fired Chase.
No, we're good. Afternoon, you guys. Hey, before we get started, I just want to let you guys know that although Tuesday was a tough day, Blair handled himself with professionalism and class. I was real proud of the way he handled the situation. And, you know, Blair's done a lot for us the last 5 years, both on the field and in the community. And, you know, he's a fine young man, and it was a tough day for him.
I'll just describe that parting conversation.
Well, I'd rather keep that between Blair and I. But, you know, I thanked him for all his contributions to our football team. He's, like I said, he's a pro. He's a true pro that handled adversity, you know, ever since last January, and ever since then, on and off, he's handled the adversity with, you know, as best as any young man could. And, you know, I was real proud of him for that, and I think he's going to be better for it in the long run, and, you know, as a person and as a football player.
And change of scenery is just really something that he could use, given all the struggles over the past year?
Yeah, I think a change of scenery, that's what I told him. You know, I hope he goes to the AFC, because I wouldn't want to play him, because at some point he's going to turn it back on, I think. And I think he's going to... Going to another place will help him. I truly believe that.
Mike, how often have you seen that with kickers over the years where it just something gets off and they need to go kind of get a fresh start?
I think it's with a lot of players, to be honest with you. Anybody that's gone through all the criticism that he's faced the last several months, I think going to a new place is going to help him kind of get a fresh start. And I think you see that with any type of position, but maybe in particular kickers and punters, that the microscope is always on them so much that I think it's going to help him like it would help any other player.
Off, you think that'll kind of, I mean, if he just has a few weeks or whether it's next season before he gets a job, just
that might help him, mind. Yep, and then be ready for the offseason. That could help, yep.
Do you take it personally as a coach that, I mean, a lot of it's on him, but that you weren't able to help him get out of the funk?
You know, with any position player, and a great thing about coaching special teams, I get to coach everybody, and any time a player, whether it's at the end of training camp when you cut a player, you know, a linebacker or a receiver, or tight end or whatever position it is, I kind of take it all personally that I didn't, maybe I could have done more to help him succeed at this level. So, you know, a lot, like you said, a lot of it is on Blair, but, you know, at the end of the day, maybe I could have done something else. I don't know. You know, because when he got here, he wasn't a real accurate kicker. He became an accurate kicker, and then he had his ups and downs from there. But, you know, I think, you know, I did the best I could with him, and, like, you know, I know the guys that I've coached in the past know that I've done the best I could with them while they're here, and when they part ways, they part ways. That's just part of the business.
When he's missing from shorter distances, from the outside at least, it looks like it might just be all mental, more so than specific mechanical thing. What have you, I guess, learned over the years about working with the mental side of it?
Yeah, that's a big part of the game, especially for a kicker. I think the mental part is a very, very important part of it, because there's hundreds of guys out there that are probably good enough technically wise or strong enough leg or that could kick in this league. But when it comes down to being under pressure and in those type of situations, in order to perform at a high level, a lot of it's going to be mental.
What do you like about Kai Forbath? Why did he get the call?
Kai had a really good workout. You know, I followed him over the years, and when he came out, I think he came out in 2012 maybe. He's always had a very smooth approach. He's under control. He may not have the strongest leg on kickoffs, but he's an effective kickoff guy as well. You know, I thought because of his workout, because of his experience level, I thought he was the best, in my opinion, he was the best option for us. And, you know, we all spoke, you know, general manager and then, of course, the head coach and I, and we all talked about it, and I thought, you know, we thought he was the best option for us.
Do you guys plan for him to kick off, or could Jeff get a look at that?
You know, I thought about that, but I think the way Jeff's punting right now, I don't want to kind of mess with his technique, because that does take a different swing, obviously. And Kai's a good enough kickoff guy that we should be able to handle him, especially indoors. So, yeah, it should be fun.
How big of an advantage is it that Kai has already worked with Jeff and Kevin in college, or how much does that matter?
Yeah, I actually asked those guys yesterday. They never actually worked together. I'm sure they did in practice, but they never worked together in a game. But they do have familiarity with each other because they do work together in the off season. So that's part of it, you know, that they know each other. And that was just, to me, that was a bonus. He was the best one last week, and that just became a bonus for us.
How much coaching do you do of Kai's mechanics at this point when he comes in probably with, you know, an established set of mechanics that right. He's bringing with him?
Like I tell all the specialists that I coach, no matter if I get them as a rookie or get them partway through their career in the spring, in the summer, I'm not going to change anything they do right off the bat. I probably need to see Kai Forbath kick, a 1,000 field goals before I can start messing with his technique. But what I ask him is, hey, how can I help you? Are there any reminders that a coach can help you with before you go out for a field goal or a PAT or even a kickoff? So we've already had that conversation, and you know, we've already had good discussions about that in the last couple of days.
You're going to be indoors. I mean, I don't know, whatever his range is, if you got a chance between 55 and 60, did you just say,
run it out there?
Depending on the situation, probably at the end of the game in order to win the game there, that way. Early in the game, I wouldn't recommend that, only because if you, like you know, as you know, Brian, that when you miss that field goal, they get the ball there at the 48 or 50 or wherever you kicked it from. So end of the game, I'd feel comfortable kicking from there. It's just earlier in the game, just depends on the score, the situation, that type of thing.
Leg on kickoffs. Mm-hmm. Is that the impact sort of lessened a bit now because of the new rules, and maybe you don't always want a guy booting it far into the end zone?
Yeah, it depends on our philosophy. You know, our philosophy hasn't worked all the time this year, unfortunately. You know, we've covered some kicks really well, and we've made a couple mistakes. So hopefully going forward, Kai can give us exactly what we want. We good? Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.